everyone, welcome back to another Matt Steinwade podcast. I think this is the second interview we've ever done, Broccoli.
Yes.
Can
we just tell everyone where we are in case we get any
back? We are at Ram... I don't know.
We're at Centennial...
This is Jeff Dowd, by the way.
G'day, folks. Great to be here. Hope you're well. We're at Centennial Stables, Budapest Riding School. I've got to give them a plug because I ride here all the time and made it to my second home. The best.
Awesome. So good. Well, I can't stand horses, but we're here. So there's horses here and here.
We're all having we're not doing much right now, yeah.
So just been good enough to give us some time. Now, mate, you're an interesting person.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I grew up, but I watched you for many years on TV.
Yes.
Yep. Jeff Jowett Body Trim. Yep. Which was a very successful company.
Yeah, we had a good run. It was protein bars, cookies, balls, and more. Call now. What could be better than a free trial TV offer? This. Lose 5 kilos in 7 days or it's free. Mate, we did all that. I was like the Energizer Bunny.
I always wondered, did everyone lose 5 kilos?
Mate, great question. So the short answer is no. But here's the interesting bit of data, that the overwhelming majority lost at least 3, and they were happy to lose 3 because they normally couldn't lose that much. So most people didn't want a refund. It was really good. But and as you know, with weight loss, if you lose weight fast on low carb, it's water.
Mm.
So a lot of that's fluid early on.
Yeah.
But it was great. It was DVDs. It was education. You know, I think a million people bought the DVDs. So it was, mate, it was a big chapter in my life.
That's why you had a Maserati.
I did have a Maserati. Yes, I did have quite a fast life, Matt, back then.
Before I even knew you, and it's someone said to me when you're on TV one day, you know that guy drives a Maserati on those protein bars?
Oh.
And here I am sitting in stables with you, mate, in Sydney, and it's 10 years later.
And it's I tell you, isn't that interesting in itself? Back then it was, mate, it was fast cars and I dare say fast women and drinking and drugging and all of that. And now you find me down the stables
patting horses,
mate. It's just it's a 180. And but as we've said before, you know what got me there couldn't get me here, and it's all served. It's been I got excited with the success, definitely fueled the ego, but I wasn't happy a lot of the time. It was never enough. So fast cars, holiday, all of that stuff, and there was excitement, dopamine, look at me, and I felt successful at times, but I wouldn't say I was happy. Like, we were just down here filming, you know, feeding the horses, and there's a happiness to that that I didn't have. It was sort of...
Not for me.
No, he was dead set shitting himself. He was outside, and I said...
I was hiding over there.
He can surf 15-foot waves, get tucked into the barrel, and a little pony's out the door. It's like Superman's kryptonite.
Yeah, that's right.
The best-looking, most charismatic bloke ever to lace up a boot is scared of horses. Everyone's got some kryptonite. I feel good about myself now.
So let's get into it and ask you a few questions about where you're up to now. So you're what are you? Success coach? A success... Mind,
mate, what am I?
Alterer?
I guess you'd say a mindset coach.
Mm.
I'm definitely not a guru because I'm a work in progress myself, and I always preface everything I do with, hey, I'm learning as well. But yeah, I'm a mindset coach with a weight loss background. So I've got a weight loss club online, and I've also got a mindset club online, and now I'm fortunate enough to do a lot with the McGrath Group and doing some mentoring in real estate, because I think mindset for whether it's weight loss, real estate, business, life, it's all the same. Mm. It's process stuff. Like, you know, how do you learn to ride a horse? One day at a time, one lesson at a time. It's all the same.
Mm. So what made you do this though? Like you're pretty open about your past.
Sure.
So you lost a couple of businesses.
Yes.
So you just
just disappeared. Into the vortex. Yeah, went up my nose, I think, most of them, to be truthful.
Yeah.
But look, again, and that's the ownership piece. No one's fault except mine. That took me probably 2 years to come to that. It was always his fault, her fault, my fault. Mm. The only person who was there for all of it, me. But until we can get to that place of awareness and ownership, you can never change your life. So the short answer is one fell over. And then you go into desperation mode if you're in ego, and you're like, I've got to get back to where I was. I've got to get back. I've got to get back. I've got to do it faster. And then you make the first dumb decision, and then the next, and then the next. And it's like dominoes, house of cards. Next minute, it's just gotten exponentially worse. And then I went bankrupt, and like it was literally a proper back to, well, back, you know, broke was a goal. It was a couple of million bucks in the hole. It wasn't like, yeah, it was. And then came the darkness, and I was drinking, and mate, I was lost, like completely lost. So why did I do what I did? I got to a stage where I went, what can I do well? Because I'd done a medical thing, you know, it got some negative press, and rightly so. It was, the execution was sloppy, and I was the face. And if you're the face and the back office isn't tight, it's on you, me. So that, what can I do? I love people, I love coaching people, I love helping them be better. What can I do? Without partners, without products, without advertising, what can Jeff Jowett do? What did he used to do? That was like, what can I actually do myself? And it was, I started doing free Facebook videos and talking about mindset and weight loss and motivation and my journey. And it was like brick by brick, and some people started watching. And then I did a thing called Belly Busters, and it was a 6-week course. They paid $150, 100 people joined, and that they liked it. So then I did another one for 6 weeks. And then it sort of became the Jowett method, which is what I've got now, because it's my methodology, how I got out of the darkness, started to build a life again. And not to be the big hero or the super, just to build a little life, pay the bills, build a life, help some people. And the principles that got me from in the hole, literally couldn't see, to be really honest, like I got my little dogs and they were what kept me going. It was that. That's the thing about depression and the darkness. When you talk to people about this, they're like, how, it's in your head, you know, it's in your head. But that's why celebrities sometimes tragically take their life. You're like, why? Because it's all up here. For me, it was comparison, where I was to where I'd been, the mistakes I'd made, what everyone else was doing. And it was like, you just, you know, you ruined your life. It was just the madness. So that took about a year of AA and just slowing down and just being, you know, human doing versus human being. I was just doing. And whether I was addicted to alcohol or businesses, like I look at my early businesses and I was, you know, I was a workaholic. And if I wasn't working, I'd have anxiety. Mm. And Easter, funnily enough, just gone, that was a really tough time for me, because you go a million miles an hour and then you stop for 3 days, because everyone does. And then you're like, what do? Shit. I don't even know what to do. Who am I? What do you do when you're not working? So life stops, but your head's still going. And that was me for decades. And it's only now that I've learnt to slow down. So I did meditation courses, obviously AA, read a lot of books. It was just a go deep to go high. And I have to change. Because at 40...
I was going to say, how old are you?
42.
42.
I look about 85, had a tough life. I've run all the way. He looks like Brad
Pitt. Super fit.
Yeah, but everything I touch, Matt, was 1,000,000%. I look at photos of myself. I don't do that all the time. That came out wrong.
Just yesterday.
Yes, since an hour ago. But I was literally just reflecting, like, you know, I'm 5'7" at best. And, you know, I was 100 kilos. No body fat, bodybuilding. I looked like a stocking full of walnuts. It was horrendous. That was, everything was extreme. Now I'm 80 kilos, I ride horses, life's good, all that sort of stuff versus, but you look back and you can't see the madness, the addiction, whether it's bodybuilding, whether it's alcohol, whether it's business, whether it's women, whether it's like, it's just what's, it's not enough, it's got to be more. When you're in it, you can't see it. And that was my life for so long. So now I go to the gym a couple of days a week, I ride horses, 3 or 4, like it's, Buddhism talks about the middle path. For me, it has to be the middle path. I've got to be so careful that I'm not riding horses every day, that I'm not in the gym. The gym's not a problem. But, you know, all these sorts of things that used to be challenging for me.
So you've got an addictive personality.
100%.
Yeah.
I think most humans actually do, but to varying degrees. I was talking to my friend about this today. So I'm extreme, but in saying that, I reckon anyone who has big success in business have got addictive personalities.
Yeah, sure.
Because you can't.
They're one track minded.
Yeah, it's a dysfunctional obsession that gets you to, because you've got to get out of inertia into momentum. And unless you are obsessed with what you're doing, you can't get out of inertia, and it gets hard and you stop. It's hard and you stop. So everyone who has success, I think, has got addictive personality traits. Some of us, like me, it was the drink and the drugs and, you know, recreational drugs. You make a lot of money fast. If you make a lot of money fast and you haven't done the work on yourself, game over.
Mm.
Because what goes up fast comes down. If you haven't laid the foundation, like how do you build a sky rise? You probably go 10 stories deep before you lay the first.
Mm.
So I didn't do any of that. I did a sports science degree. I started vision personal training, right place, right time, bit of luck, bit of talent, bang. We were doing 1,000 personal training sessions a week. I think we had 40 personal trainers. It was the biggest thing in Australia within 2 years. Australian Personal Trainer of the Year. Like everything I touched just went bang, 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 bang. But no work on me. So you do that. And then I did that, sold that, started body trim. That went into the stratosphere. So you're 30, the business is making, you know, a lot of money, and you haven't gone deep on yourself.
Mm.
So, and then you get a little bit of status, and you think, and I was ticklish for that. I wanted that. I wanted to be seen. I wanted to prove myself to me and my dad and the world and all of that stuff. And I think all of us in the early days sort of do, but we have to pivot as we go. Like that drive early on for those reasons is okay. But you get into your 30s, 40s, that's got to change. Otherwise, you have all the money and all the success and you're empty and you're lost. And for me, I hit rock bottom, but my goal now is to help others find the path without the rock bottom. It's like, listen, I fucked it up, so you don't have to.
Mm.
You just keep going good.
This is a G-rated show, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm just kidding.
Is it? Sorry, folks. swear jar.
No, that's all right. So let's say someone's listening to this now.
Yeah.
Middle performer at their career.
Yes.
Got time demands everywhere. Mum of three. Trying to work.
Yes.
Wants more. Feels stuck. Just getting week to week.
Absolutely, yeah.
Where do they start?
All right, first thing I'd say is simplify your life, because everybody's busy, and I come across this all the time. So we're all busy. So you got to work out what you really want. And until you can be, I say, calm, present, still. So until you can sit and breathe, like I can talk fast and now, I can center myself. And in those moments, and that took me years. Basil saying hello over your shoulder, the horse.
Basil.
Stay there. Basil, stay there, Baz. And then in the calm, quiet moments, the answers come. So, what brings you to life? There's a great quote: don't ask what the world needs, ask what brings you to life. Because what the world needs are people who've been brought to life. And I think when you are brought to life, that's when the magic happens.
So how do you let's say someone's really unhappy.
Yep.
So let's say they're in a relationship that they can't stand.
Yep.
Resentment, right. Unhappy.
Yep, good question.
Maybe don't even like their kids very much. I don't know. But they're just stuck in this thing. And let's say being brought to life means living in Byron on their own.
Awesome. So what I'd say to them...
What do you do?
A couple of things. If nothing changes, nothing changes. So most people are paralysed by fear. Great book, Who Moved My Cheese? People should have a read of it. It's a great book on change and people's fears of it. So what happens is that deep down in their gut, they know what they've got to do. So a lot of people that I coach, you know, as an example... in my mindset club, my weight loss club, they've been married for 20 years and it's been broken for 15 and it's over.
Mm.
And a lot of women
are... Do most people stay?
Yep. And they're paralysed by fear and that, you know, what next? And we don't truly live until we step into the fear. And, you know, the thing is, that is when the magic happens. Like, you've got to trust it. And I want to try and convey that to people because, you know, you don't have to go bust and lose the lot, but you got to... Because another reason I went broke is, and with the utmost of respect to my partner, our business partnership was over. We both knew it.
So you lost the special sauce that was...
We did.
..the thing that got you there.
And we had 5 good years, and we went from a startup to the biggest weight loss brand in Australia within 5 years. And then we drifted apart. We for a bunch of reasons. A lot of them were my fault, a lot of them were his, but collectively we made blunders.
Do you think it was the energy of that pushing apart,
100%.
That's separate, that actually brought everything into the hole with it?
100%, because we were disconnected. Mm. So we had 100 staff and they're like, who do we follow? What's the message? So, but both of us, and definitely me, I was attached to who I was. My identity was the body trim guy, the Maserati guy, the guy on TV. And I distinctly remember at the back end of 2012, Alex, and we're friends, and he's a very smart man, but we just both knew that it was, we were done, but we couldn't call it, because for me, it, you know, I think for both of it was a bit of identity and fear and what do we do and those sort. Definitely was for me. I don't want to speak for him, but when you know in your heart and your gut that it's done, you got to call it. You've got to have those conversations, because if you don't, it's inevitable. You're just delaying the train smash. You know, one carriage might fall off there. They're all going to come off there. Mm. And that was what happened. We delayed it for years. Head in the sand. It was head in the sand. And realistically, we could have sold it for a lot of money back then, and we didn't. And then it ended up in administration there because we had the head in the sand. When you, but people, personal relationships, business, career, they just don't, I don't know what to do. But it's step, you got to trust it. And you got to really ask, again, to get happy, if you can't get clarity around that and step away from the things that you need to step away from, then you're always just going to be in this tailspin. And for a lot of people, it's a marriage or it's a business, it's a bunch of different things. But again, getting, you know, where do you want to be? What could light you up? Getting back to your question, yeah, if it's broken, you got to change. And for some people, and I'll give you clarity, perspective rather, Maserati, 300 grand. Hyundai gets 3 grand because I went bust, right? Now, I'm not telling you to drive a shit car. What I'm telling you it is you got to live your truth and the reality. And when you go broke, you're not buying a fucking, a flipping Maserati because you got no dough. But as I was, it's, but you got to own it. And you got to just stop playing, stop, I guess, kidding yourself. Sometimes you got to take a few steps back if that actually, like, I don't think there is a backward step, but, you know, some people think, oh, well, I've got to sell an investment property. If that's all you got to do to be free and to move forward, awesome, versus be shackled to stuff, to stay in a life that you don't like. That's not freedom. That's not living your dreams. Like, so first off, am I happy? No. Why? And you got to work that out, and then you got to have the conversation. And in business, for a lot of people, it's the conversation. Look, we've had a good run, mate, but I think we are going in different directions. Let's start the dialogue. Most people panic about that. Marriage, panic. Business, panic. I'm not saying...
just, you're not saying be reckless and just go off and do anything.
Correct.
You're saying, so if you've got an impulse that's like, you know what, you're waking up and it feels like you're not meant to be there, or you're just like... it's dead.
And it's been like that for years.
Yeah, yeah.
Not days, right. Weeks or months.
No, no. It's not waking up and going, oh, I saw a hot, hot man down the road. I'm going to run after him.
Now, I'm talking years.
Yeah.
And you just know, But you're scared because we're scared. And what will people think? What will I do? What will happen? And I can tell people magic will happen on the other side of that. But the magic won't be what you think. You got to free yourself up to possibilities. And I spent years... in that, for me, I reckon I'm really good in a business for 5 years and then I get bored. So I did it with Vision PT and then I left. Did it with Body Trim, went down the toilet. 5 years, I'm awesome. And then it's time to bang. So that's awareness. You got to know your patterns. You got to be aware of who you are and what all of that stuff, and then play accordingly. Mm. Some people, they're in a business 40 years. That ain't me. That ain't me. So that's not good or bad. It's just not me. So moving forward, in light of what's happened in the past, I have to be aware of that. 5 years I'm really good, then it's probably time to do something else.
So is there a time to stick at it and work through it?
Short answer is yes. But if you absolutely hate every day for a financial outcome in 5 years' time, Harvard Business School would probably tell you to stick it out, but Eckhart Tolle would probably tell you to get out, because energetically it's wrong. So it depends who you're listening to.
So staying in the marriage for kids?
No. And I'll explain why. Because to be, you know, divorce rate 1 in 2 or whatever it is, more. And for me, you want to be, it's the modern family thing. I've got friends who have the best family I've seen, these 3 little kids. They were a terrible husband and wife. They both tell me. They live in my building. And they got the best family now. They brought these kids into the world. It's beautiful. It's great. They just didn't work. It was time to move on. They both did. And they go on holidays together and they're best friends. The marriage didn't work, but the friendship did.
Mm. So the change that you're talking about, like that bravery, like when something's yes. like, you know, like it's in you. And then I suppose there's a process though, like one being brave, but then you got grief, uncertainty, doubt, right. all of this.
All of it.
So
and
a lot of people retreat at that point.
So what I do, I would arm up. I would listen to, I think it's called Soul Sundays, Oprah Winfrey. Mm. Binge on that and get some of this gold. She talks about all this. And here's the thing. You don't have to trust a bald bloke in a stable. Trust Oprah.
Yeah.
Right? So here's the thing. And this is really important. Because either I'm wrong, Oprah's wrong, Eckhart Tolle's wrong, Buddha's wrong, Christ is wrong, or there's truth in what I say. Because nothing I say here is new. It aligns perfectly with what the Buddha and Christ and Oprah and Tolle and everybody throughout history that I believe has come to that place. We're all saying the same stuff. I get chills when I say this because I know it's true. Don't take my word for it. Listen to Oprah. Listen to what she, everyone, like most people love Oprah. Listen to what she speaks this truth. She interviews Eckhart Tolle and we unpack this stuff. And there's a lady called Brené Brown and she wrote a book called Daring Greatly. Listen to Daring Greatly. She did a TED talk and she...
Give me a 2 second rundown on it.
Vulnerability. It's all about vulnerability, being vulnerable, like listening to what is really going on and speaking your truth. It's all this stuff. She did a TED talk on it and there's, I think it's had 40 million views. But if you write Brené TED talk, bang, there it is, YouTube. It's incredible. Watch that. Read Daring Greatly. And because if we don't listen to that and trust it and step into it, we can never be great. But the fear holds us back. And Will Smith talks about this so well. He says that, let's say you're going skydiving the next day and you've never done it before, then all day, all night, all morning, you're panicking about jumping out of a plane. Because I would be. Apparently, you are panicking right until the point that you jump. You jump, and right? So you're an adrenaline. Yeah. And that's true.
Yeah.
That is what we all do. We cave our head in, Matt, with we play out these scenarios. And Eckhart Tolle talks about psychological time, future past. The only place that exists is in our head. The only reality we have right now is we are in a barn with 20 horses, 3 blokes, 20 horses and a whole heap of hay. That's it. Everything else is a story. Doesn't mean it hasn't happened. It's content in our life. But it's not happening now.
It's not affecting us right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I know you're not big on horses, but the only fear possibly is if any of these jump over here and kick you in the head and that can't happen because they can't get out of the barn. So right now, there's no fear.
Mm.
But we create this fear in our mind because...
What you're saying, I do. I walk here and I could just see a horse down there and it actually makes a full chemical reaction in my body.
It does, and you get that, it's fight or flight, and you get triggered.
So should I ride one?
I reckon you should, yeah. What I would do, absolutely.
Do you have a Shetland?
Ah, you're too big. No, I'd put mate Johnny up there, impossible for anything to happen, because he's like about 25 years old. And so again, but it's like if I was learning to surf, you wouldn't take me to Shark Island when it's 15 foot, right? Yeah, you get me on a foamy, 2 foot, beach break, whatever. And it's the same with everything.
So is that the same with the change? Sorry to jump in. Is that the same with the change? Let's say you're dead inside, not working, blah, blah, blah. So should they start taking little steps or should they move out of house and blow the family apart? Or,
okay.
Like,
great question.
What should they do?
And I want to be careful how I answer this. You've got to start the dialogue. So someone hasn't been happy at home or in their work, you've got to have that conversation.
You get a bit of momentum going.
You have to. Yep. And I say this to people, if I speak my truth, if I live my truth and I communicate to you or anybody what's in my heart, what's on my mind, I can't fail. I cannot fail because I'm in my truth, my integrity, and whether it's a magnet, whether it's a universe, I don't know, bad stuff can't happen then. But when you compromise that to get more, never works. Now, you might amass an empire. A lot of people do, but they're not happy deep down inside. It's like, it's, you know, I guess as an example, I don't, Jamie Packer, it there's a lot of stuff there. Not the happiest bloke in the world, one of the richest. Mm. But why? Because I think there's a lot of deep stuff that if we don't address and have those conversations, you just keep going down the path. Mm. And if you make a lot of money, you've got enablers. Mm-hmm. So when I had a drinking problem, and I was not, like, you know, we had a good size SME. It wasn't a, you know, it wasn't $100 million business, but it was a good size business. I had PAs and I had full time everything.
Let's do anything,
it's like, you know, it's Sandra, can I have a whiskey? You know, it's 10 a.m. Well, I'm just a bit dusty from the night before, but because you're making lots of money and you got a bit of profile and a bit of this and you pay all, and you're the creative one, that's okay. And you can rock up and Xanax. Can you get that script for Xanax? Can you do this? Can you? Are you serious? This bloke's actually a drug addict. But you're a high functioning one. So if you make money, then it's like, just because you're drinking an $800 bottle of wine at Rockpool doesn't mean it's not alcohol. Like, it's so the more success you have, the more enablers you've got. Mm. So you can go further and further down the path. And that's what I've observed. So in answer to your question, I think that you've got to start the conversation. If you're not happy, get happy. So what could that look like? If something hasn't worked for a long time, you've got to start the dialogue. If you're not, otherwise...
So is that finding what lights you up, what we said before? So actually letting that be your guide?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, Broccoli said to me before, the superstar, he said, is this your job down here? And sort of feeding the horses and whatnot. And I said, oh, mate, I wish. And, you know, I've been coaching people all my life and I'm sure I will and I hope I do for a very long time. But I'm not attached to it. And could this be my job one day? Maybe. Could think of a lot worse. Like, so you've got Jim Rohn, who mentored Tony Robbins, he talks about, you know, being childlike with your dreams. We become very adult with our plan, right? Yep. And I've got a structure in my plan. Well, okay, let's just unpack that for a second. Infinite universe, growing every second. More stars in the sky than grains of sand on every beach in the world. And we've got a plan, like we, little old us, like little human us, we've got the master plan. Really? I don't think we do. I think we've got to have goals and we've got to be flexible. Mm. We've got to be fluid. Lao Tzu talks about this in the Tao Te Ching 2,500 years ago. You've got to be flexible with that. You've got to surrender to it, be flexible, have dreams and goals. But I used brute force. We have to do $1 million a week by, right? And we did. And I ended up in a, you know, a mess. And like, it was like, why? Do we? Like, I don't know. Like, it's, we become steadfast in this stuff.
Mm.
And I don't know anybody in business who lived that way long term that's happy. Few of my mates died through drugs and alcohol and super smart high achievers that just, it just ate them up. And it's, nothing's ever enough. And even this year, few of my mates are in, you know, BRW Fast 100 and all that. Mate, they're all buckled. Like, it looks good on paper, but they're all, Jeffro, mate, you got time for a coffee?
Mm.
So these guys, and this is the thing that shits me. We put success up here, but people don't really know what's going on.
It's an illusion half
it's
the time.
It's an illusion. Yeah. And it upsets me because people think, oh, look at them. They're probably struggling more than you.
Yeah.
And it's a false economy. And that's what I love what you do, because you call it out, and we've got a duty of care to call this out to people, because otherwise they look up. Well, not me anymore, but they look up to people like you and they think, oh, wow, it is wow, but we've all got stuff and we...
Go to the Land Cruiser.
Yeah, the Land Cruiser. And here's a bloke, you know, one of the best real estate agents in the world. Again, and it's, but it's beautiful because we don't... Yeah, the humility piece is so important. But the success thing, most of the people that we admire in the public eye are not the role models that we should have. Mm. They're the people you never heard of.
Yeah.
The people, because they don't want the fame. They want the anonymity.
Yeah.
They've done great things that they might even actually be changing the world, but I don't want to be in the spotlight. I'd rather be over there. I couldn't think of anything worse than being in the spotlight anymore.
Yeah.
It's a punish.
So true. I could talk for a long time. We're going to do another interview with you.
I'd love to.
Yeah, when you're up on the coast. We catch up with you on Tuesdays. So we'll do another one in next week.
Mate, that'd run be it great. Again.
Because there's a lot of other questions I want to ask you about social media and about process and all this sort of stuff. So just one last thing.
Yes.
The most important thing that you've seen in the most successful people. So if someone, like, we've all got a desire to be successful. So what would be your greatest success tip? Not necessarily in getting there, but just in moving yourself forward in that direction.
their ability to control their emotions when it's hard, because emotions can take over and you make, you know, people react, they don't respond, and people's ability to stay in process. And we'll talk about this more next time, but Tiger Woods just won the US Masters again, and now statistically he's better than he was 20 years ago with four back surgeries. Process. When everybody else, and I see this in business, it's your ability, and Mark Burris talks about this. I see Mark a lot at the gym, and I see him there. Some, I used to train a lot, and I see him there twice a day, and I go, mate, twice a day? And he goes, that's right. When I'm stressed, I double down. I double down on process. I go into my routine, I double down. So you don't drink, you don't drug, you don't stress, you double down on what you need to do. You come back to the process. I say present in the process prevents overwhelm. When you focus on process, you get results. Mm. When you focus on results, you get overwhelmed. And that's what all the golfers did the other week. They're thinking about the trophy and the green jacket, and look at me. They're playing like weekend hacks. Tiger Woods went from good to great. Extraordinary. He went to the next level, and he's nearly had a hole in one on the 16th hole, and he literally was like this. Not one bit of emotion. It was the most incredible bit of mindset I've ever seen. And he did that until the last putt went in on the last hole, and then he erupted. It's your ability to stay, to detach from emotion, and it's hard. Like, I'm a good coach because I can give the right advice, but when it's in my business, it's hard because it's emotional. So successful people can detach from that. They get in the helicopter and they can. My partner at Body Trim, to his credit, was very good at that. He could detach and come back to that in a few days. The old me, I'd blow up.
I've been there.
Oh, what's going on here? And yeah. I'd take it personally, yeah. and I'd take a position on it, and I'd make it about me, and I'd make a small problem into a big one. I did that. Successful people, big success, they don't. They can departmentalize. They can detach.
John McGrath,
the best. And you know, one of our heroes, both of us, and a dear friend, and JM, I say it to him often, like, you know, he comes under fire, as anybody does who's had mega success, and he can stop, and he finds the good. Even when people burn him and do the wrong things, he focuses on the good. They focus on the good. They don't lug the hate and that stuff that most people do, and they're, JM, lets it go. He goes, mate, people have got to run their own path. That's okay. They might come back one day and we'll welcome them. Wow. So people, that's what the mega stars do. Very few people can do it. I think it's, you can learn it. What I know, that if I look at my five people that I hang around the most, JM, you, now, mate, how can I fail?
And Broccoli.
Broccoli, one of the true greats of our generation, the next generation, this bloke. Lock up your daughters, ladies. Killing it, this bloke. How can I fail? Because I look at the people around me now, incredible, not just success on paper, but life and who they are and their integrity and what they do. And mate, that's another big one. Look at the five people you surround yourself with. If they're all down the pub whinging, you're going to struggle. Mm. If they're all victims, you're going to struggle. And if they're a victim, so are you. So it's the people, be the small fish in the big pond. Get around people who lift you up. Remove emotion, detach, departmentalize. They're my tips.
Bloody awesome. I learned some stuff from there as well. It's great.
Thanks, legend. What's
are you going to invoice us for this?
Oh, yeah, 20 bucks, mate.
Thanks, Jeff. Where do people find you? Jeff Jowett.
So, Instagram is @TheJeffJowett.
Jeff with a G.
Oh, yeah, GEOFF, G-off, Jowett. And you can email me as well, jeff@jeffjowett.com for more info, or go to thejowettmethod.com to check out my Mindset Club.
Yep. So my team has just started coaching with Jeff. Fantastic. Some of my office guys, fantastic. Raving reviews every single week. And I'm not just saying it. Like, it's one of the reasons we drove down here to see you. Thanks, raving reviews. I know your weight loss is killing you. I saw a post today, people losing weight left, right, and center. Anyway, talk to him. See ya.
Thanks, mate. You're a good man. Yeah, thank you. Too. Thanks.